This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
There is a national workshop coming to Roseburg later in the week. It's called Skills for Disagreeing Better. And the presenter, Reverend Cynthia O'Brien, joining us now. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. I'm really looking forward to coming to Roseburg on Thursday.
Yeah, just a couple of days away, and in the midst of everything going on, maybe a good time to talk about Skills for Disagreeing Better. As we mentioned, it's a national platform. Tell me what it's all about.
Well, you might have heard about us on Fox News or Good Morning America, that we are a national movement that started in 2016, and we are bringing conservatives and liberals together to understand each other better, but not to just kumbaya, but to really disagree better.
And what do you mean by disagree better?
So a lot of times we're just not talking to each other anymore. I mean, on the national level, in families, neighbors, we've just stopped talking. And so we don't always understand exactly what the other person believes. And so in these workshops, we're trying to understand how, you know, what does a red believe that I don't know? What does a blue believe? You know, red being conservative, blue being liberal. And in our debates, we especially try to really accurately disagree so that we can have a good conversation and work together to build a better country.
It seems like, especially in the last decade, maybe even the last 5 years in particular, there's been more polarization. I noticed during the 2020 election, it was like you had yard sign wars. If somebody put up a sign for one candidate, the neighbor put up a sign for another. And I saw more yard signs up, at least around Roseburg, than I normally did. Yet my guess is, while the signs are up, the people aren't really talking over the fence.
Well, you know, this whole fighting over politics, it's just tearing us apart. The people are so exhausted and angry. But in our workshops, we're finding a really high percentage of people who are saying, now I have more confidence to work together. Like 86% people feel they understand the other side better. They feel better understood by the other side. They're ready to apply the skills. And we're on the national level, too. Governor Spencer Cox, Republican in Utah, is a big proponent, and he came and spoke at our national convention. Representative Dean Phillips in Minnesota. So we are also in Congress. We're not just on the ground, and that's very exciting for me.
I know one of my friends a number of years ago said that you should be able to explain your opponent's argument in the way they would say it to where they agreed that you indeed understood it. And yet a lot of people really can't do that.
Yeah, we do that in the workshop. It's really fun. I've been doing these workshops for 6 years now. And we have this goal that you have more understanding of the values and concerns of people who differ from you politically, that you can listen in a way that that other person really feels heard, and that you can share your perspective in a way that the other person can hear, even if they disagree. So if you're conservative and you just feel like those liberals cannot listen to you at all, they don't care what you have to say, you can learn skills to really get your point across. But we also have some expectations to abandon. Like, we're not going to necessarily persuade the other person that they're wrong, but you're going to open up a conversation where I think it's going to help us, you know, work on policies better. We have a lot of good conversations around immigration or medical aid in dying or DEA or, you know, so forth. In here in Oregon, we just did a statewide debate about the divide between rural and urban. And we had like 150 people come together, and we had people in small communities say, you know, the policies from Salem just decimated our business here. There's no pharmacy anymore. You know, what are we going to do? And then you've got an environmental lawyer in Lake Oswego who said, well, I was fighting to save the forests, but then I realized that my actions were hurting families. And we were able to have that conversation with people. Like, we had Matt McCaw from the Greater Idaho Movement as part of that conversation. So we're really listening and bridging the divide.
And it's not always liberal versus conservative. You mentioned the urban-rural. And in a lot of the interviews that I've done over the years, you can talk to urban progressives and rural progressives, and there's a lot of things they don't agree with each other on just based on their perspective that comes from where they live.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I've been a Christian all my life, and even in the Christian church, we have disagreements over issues, and the stakes are really high because it's about our faith and our practice, and it's about holiness, and so that's really hard, but Braver Angels is helping there, too. And we're not a religious organization, although I am personally a Christian, but we come from, you know, this quote from Abraham Lincoln on the brink of the Civil War, when he said, you know, we have to access the better angels of our nature. And that was how we started. We called ourselves at first Better Angels. But it takes courage to do this, to reach across the aisle, especially if your own side is going to shoot at you for doing so. So we're called Braver Angels.
Now, the workshop is Thursday afternoon, 2:30, at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Roseburg on Southeast Lane Street. What kinds of things are you going to cover?
Well, we're going to cover skills for listening better, where you can, like, turn off your inner debater and, you don't prepare your response yet. You look for common ground. We're going to teach what some of the conservative values and liberal values are, because if you have in mind what the other person's concerns are and what their values are, you're going to have a better chance of communicating. And we'll actually practice. You know, we get into pairs and start practicing these listening and speaking skills, and saying things like, well, this is how I see it, or, well, I'm basing my view on this data, you know, I come at this as a child of immigrants, or I used to live in a southern border town. Here's what I saw. And we'll teach you how to do that.
And how long does the workshop go?
So the workshop is 2.5 hours. It has coffee. It has snacks. It's really very much fun. I love doing these workshops. And we hope to do more in the Roseburg area. We'd like to, keep getting people together. We're doing this in smaller communities now. I've done workshops in Portland, Gresham, Hillsboro, Corvallis, Eugene, Woodburn, and we want to be in the South as well.
Now, how do people get signed up?
So you can sign up on Eventbrite. We have a link I can give to you. If you have show notes, I can put that in. You go to braverangels.org. You look under Have an Experience and Take a Workshop, and that will lead you to the sign-up. It's free, and we're just really excited about being there.
All right, that's happening Thursday afternoon, 2:30 to 5, First Presbyterian Church downtown. Skills for Disagreeing Better, Reverend Cynthia O'Brien, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. You have a great day.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.